Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Norris. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Paul Dade. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bruce Bocht. Batting sixth. The DH, Rico Cardi. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Kendall. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bibby. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. And now, play ball. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning strikes out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris takes first base on ball four. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Norris. The throw from Porter and he is out, Patek applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dade. McRae reaches second base with a double. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a pop-up towards first. Bocht settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall bunts between the mound and first base. Leonard scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kendall for the out. Bell moves to second. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter fires to first and picks off Duffy. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-1 in the game. Manning hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Norris hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-1 in the game. Paquette hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-1 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a line drive into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. White tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-1 in the game. Date hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rojas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-1 in the game. Bocht hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-1 in the game. Cardi hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bocht moves to second. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0-0 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek misplays the ball. That's an error on Patek. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duffy moves to second. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Duffy moves to third. Kuiper moves to second. Larry Gura now pitching. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0 for 2 in the game. Date hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Duffy scores. Kuiper scores. Norris moves to third. It's 4-1, Indians. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dade. The throw from Porter and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Norris scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Indians. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bocht hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dade tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Indians. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardi moves to second. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. Kendall hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dade. Rojas reaches second base with a double. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rojas moves to third. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Patek moves to second. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McRae strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Duffy takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Norris hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Date hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bocht hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Indians. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0-for-2 in the game. Kendall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Kendall reaches second base with a double. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for Frank White. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Hisa now playing second base. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuiper for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Date hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Norris. Cowens reaches second base with a double. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.